beginning of Channel 2 Right, the beginning of Channel 2 Right, the beginning of Channel 2 Right. We're still at lunch. We're still at lunch on Tuesday, the 5th of March, 1970, Channel 2 Right. This is the beginning of Channel 2 Right, and we're still at lunch on Tuesday, the 5th of March, 1970, beginning of Channel 2 Right. And we're still at lunch on Tuesday, the 5th of March, 1970. That whole day, you see, I put on this little 5mm tape, and I'm transferring it. Channel 2 Right, the beginning of Channel 2 Right, and we're still at lunch. Willie and I are still at lunch on Thursday, the 5th of March, 1970. And you know, I never could get excited over any of that moon stuff. They just, they got no privacy anywhere. Even the moon hadn't got any privacy.
You're right.
I'm thinking about them old airboats. What do you call them?
Air sled.
Yes, sir. There's all just no privacy anywhere. Duck can't go roost.
Oh, they slide right on in there.
They go right on in there. Yes, sir.
One time I really got mad. I don't know where you know this fella down yet. Orange Lake used to own Orange Lake Fish Camp. Dubose.
I know the name.
Well, he's a very arrogant, I call it, man. He's the type man that he must do booze and you ain't hurt. And he had one of the first one of them things around here. He run a fish camp over there. He owned an Arnold fish camp. And that old scuttle was out there. Me and, I don't even know it was out there fishing one day, around behind one of them little islands. Mm-hmm. And I heard the racket, but it come up all of a sudden, you know. The first thing you know, he just went right by, right close. He didn't even see us.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't have a chance to see us. And it got right next to me. Because actually, if he'd have hit us, he'd have cut us all to pieces, you know. And if he hadn't, he'd have knocked us out or drowned us there with that darn thing. So I said, well, when I see Mr. Dubose, I'm going to tell him that's darn poor advertisement for his fishing business over there. For him to get out, man, trying to promote, or should be wanting to promote good fishing conditions, and then come racing out across the lake with an old airboat and disturbing the fish and the people that are trying to fish, and him making his living off of selling fish bait, renting boats. Mm-hmm. I thought that was about the stupidest thing man could be.
Yeah.
And I said, if I get a chance to see Mr. Dubose, or opportunity to come to this ride, everybody said, well, you curse you out. I never did see him or get the opportunity, because I didn't want to mention it. I seen him a time or two after that. But each time I seen him, it was at a place I didn't want to mention, because he'd get hard-headed. I knew him. He'd blow up and say something, you know. But actually, poor advertisement for his business.
Well, if he blowed up, that'd just been that much worse for his business.
But them bad things, them old airboats, I think.
Well, I brought that little break.
I did too. The thing about it is,
it makes it worse now.
It makes it worse. We should have just kept on going. I think we should have kept on moving.
What was Nola? What did you call Nola?
Bunky.
Bunky?
Bunky.
But you don't call her that now.
Oh no, she don't lie. You call her Bunky now, and she'll cut your butt.
Bunky who?
Bunky Summers. Fatty Summers and Bunky Summers. Her name is Summers. Her maiden name was Summers.
Bunky Summers.
Right.
She come from around there?
Oh yes, down the Clinton.
To the right.
Over by Wilson.
Yeah.
Not at Wilson, but the way that goes to Wilson, you know, on the road. Bunky Summers. Now, she don't like for you to call her Bunky Summers.
You keep these little sacks?
Oh, sometimes, but that you can have.
Bunky Summers and Salomon, they are Sally.
Now, this is my only mistake the whole day. It just lost an hour, I'd say, or three quarters of an hour. We shifted for the other half of the kitchen, the ceiling, and we put the table over on the other side of the kitchen, and I had to change my microphone. It's stuck in that little cable underneath the table. So I had already put a long cable over here on the other side, and I transferred it easily enough. But then in the other room at the tape recorder, I forgot to transfer it there. So the microphone was on one cable, and the tape recorder was on the other. But I won't complain. That's the only mistake I made all day.
This old boy, you know, I like this. I think I'm going to buy one and go in the bed and see what the time. Mm-hmm. And just shift that around, you know.
That's handy, Willie. That's good for everything except what it's built for. The typewriter stand.
Oh.
It's too high.
Too high? I thought it would be too low.
Too high. And the time you work on it all day, you know, you'll notice 2 inches, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, I think that's right touching. He changes his membership.
That's very touching.
And he's right sporting about it, you know. He's game. He's in there.
Yeah, he says, I'm fighting the battle.
Yeah.
Don't nobody know how bad it is but me.
Oh, did he say that?
No, I just said that myself. Short and quick. Yes, sir. You got the... Yeah, that's right one. He says, I'm a near and Christian. I went to school with his mama, and you know his dad. So, about the beginning of World War II, I guess I got to know them boys. What are you going to do when that runs out?
It's about gone. Will it heat up a little bit during the day sometime or other?
One more. Now, you know, I tell you, it's hard, though. I went down that same road.
Yeah.
I showed my butt one time because there was a woman around.
Oh, really?
I got put in jail. I didn't know what I was doing.
How'd that happen there, really?
I better not tell you, you might be recording a lot of this stuff.
That was while he was still in, no, this is, that's where they, yeah, that can't, this can't, I can't pick up over here.
What do you say?
This can't, I guess everybody's been had a
hey,
got caught time or two.
I know what I've had, and what I've seen, and it's common with the majority of young boys. I tell you, I seen a lot. Driving that school bus, you know, remind me of this. See, the kids I was hauling, I went to school with their parents during that 13 years I was driving.
Oh, yeah.
And I could see every car taking one, boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
I could sit there and reminisce, you know, back in the days when I was going to school.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the girls that looked just like the mothers, and some of the boys sitting on the bus, you know, looked just like the dads, you know, when I was a little fella, when we were going to school together.
Yeah. Make you flinch every now and then.
Oh yeah, man, makes cold chills race up and down your back. I never one time, and I knew better than to do it, but I never did venture out too much. I was a little afraid, but there's some things that I figured I could do and get by with it. You know, I'd do it because
mm-hmm.
I want to be noticed. And I think kids do this. You know? I think all kids do from time to time. They do these things.
Yeah.
Well, one time I. This old boy, he's bad about cracking, you know. So he'd carried a whole bunch of peanuts, parched peanuts to school, you know. Which kids used to do then, you know, parch them at home, you know, and take a sack full of them. They don't do that no more. They go in the store and buy them now, you know. Anyway, we've been eating in there roasted peanuts. I got pretty windy, and he cracked a time or two there, you know. Only more hard seats that didn't, you know, it kind of keen like. And so he said, I bet you won't do that. And so it's another boy sitting over there. He come from a big shot family. His dad is a doctor, see.
Yeah.
And I always thought, you know, he was better than everybody else because his daddy was a doctor.
Yeah.
You know how you feel. You have a feeling of somebody being superior, even though you're small, you're a child, and you have it as you grow older. And
yeah.
You always see people, you know, that you think better off than you are, better people.
Yeah.
So he bet me I wouldn't do it. And I was about to blow up anyway. So I just kind of rolled over one side, and I said, kee! I had you know, and I didn't look to see where the teacher was at, but I waited a while to do this. Now, I didn't do it right off. I just figured, you know, how you keep balling things around in your head? Wondering whether to do it or not do it. Well, I will want it. Well, I want it. Well, and finally I decided, well, shoot, they can't do it. And get by, if they can do it and get by with it, I can too. So I just kind of let that thing roll out, you know, on that old hard seat. And it just ricocheted all around and, you know, squealing. By the time I clamped down on it, you know, I looked around like that, you know, and I couldn't see the teacher nowhere. About that time, I felt something hit me back of the head. Wow! And the teacher was standing right behind me. Oh, my. That broke me up from that. Now I'm telling you, I never felt so bad in all my days. I could have crawled into the pores of the floor. And that was oak floor, and I could crawl into the pores of the floor.
Well, you couldn't live that down, but
man, it'd take me years. I never could look at that teacher straight in the face. Never could. You know how you get, you gotta do something, you know.
Yeah.
Everything's pushing, you gotta do something. And I did the wrong thing at the wrong time.
Well, I don't know,
Mike. But I don't know, you know, and that your cousin, your niece, or whoever she is,
niece.
She treats everybody so nice. You don't know whether she.
That's right. She gives everybody the same treatment.
Yeah. Well, that's nice, but
she came up to the hospital to see me when I was up there, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, she was loving me, you know, and carrying on over me. Just like, you know, just normally, people don't do that too much. But she was really carrying on, you know, after she left. This old man was in bed next to me there. I was in one of the five-man wards, you know. He says, gosh, if I can get that guy back. If I can get that kind of treatment, I'd stay in here the rest of my life.
Yeah.
But you see, such as that, if it had been somebody I wasn't kin to, it wouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's just the way she is. And she wouldn't do that to another man. Just walk up, you know, and start loving on
him. Yeah.
Where she would with me.
Kissing cousins, that's the old idea, isn't it?
Right. But,
but you know they grow up to a certain point where that old kissing
and then that dies off. Now surely I've noticed already since she got married, and back in December, this past December, she got married just a week before Christmas. So Christmas week she got married.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she got married on Saturday after Christmas.
Just recent.
Mm-hmm. Just this past Christmas, and I've noticed already she don't do that now.
Oh.
No, not even with her uncles and such.
Oh.
I guess her husband said, now you got to quit that back.
Oh, I see.
Now I need your knife.
Okay. You want a sharpener?
You got it? Oh, yeah, that is a blank. That's sharp. It'll cut you now.
Well,
but you know, I feel like, now I may be wrong, and I told my wife this, if Shirley was to walk up to Mike at any time and put arms around him and load him up a little bit, I believe he'd pass out. I do, I really do. I believe he'd pass out.
Yeah.
Now, the boys tell me around that he ain't never had a baby.
Yeah.
But,
yes, sir.
Like I was saying, Shirley just played good to him. She, you know, just played good to him, and he felt like that she just was going to marry him. That's what the whole thing of it.
Yeah, without any word being exchanged.
Without even just going through the court.
Yes, I have. I sort of feel for him. That's, seemed like by rights he ought to have a little more. She probably never even thought of him in that
I don't think so.
Way.
Now, you see what? You was wondering what I was putting them boards in there for.
Yeah, that's right, it was.
See, I wouldn't have a thing to nail that to
it. Yeah, it just had to.
It just hung loosely. I'm making a pretty hole up there, ain't I?
Yep. That's going to be gappy. Willet, do you ever have a feel like you got to keep on till you finish a job?
Yes, sir.
And work overtime?
I have done that.
Supper?
I have done that, but not lately.
You mean you've outgrown that?
I've outgrown it.
You just lay down your tools
and go home.
Whistle blows.
And go home.
I think that's one of the worst things I ever picked up when I was a child, you know, working out there, mostly in the field, that's what I generally did, was we'd always try to finish that little jag of work we was on.
My daddy.
Now, we never quit early.
My daddy learned me from one day. Well, I did it up until in the last years. Oh. Yeah. I did it up until the last years. But Daddy, if you fly a field over here, and it taking you to black dark to fly that last row, you better fly. Go ahead and fly, because it'd be better if you did.
Mm-hmm.
And
we wouldn't have to be back over there in the morning.
Don't go back tomorrow. If you do, your butt's busted. You don't go back. I have left a few rows thinking, well, I'll sneak out and come back over there and drag the plow over there, you know, from another cut. Yeah, I drag the plow, you know, across from another cut over there and finish plowing it. Shoot, you go back next morning and check that thing, see if it was finished. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And that brother of mine, he did more for Nigman. He'd hoe all ends of the peanut rows. All ends. And then, leave the middles, you know, out in the middle of the field. He wouldn't hoe them. And he'd do it. Do it every year, knowing his daddy had whipped his butt back. He'd do it right.
Martin?
Yeah, he'd hold the ends. Now we'll forget the first time he ever done it. Daddy told us, the boys, he says, get through this piece of work I was plowing. He said, if we get through, we get all this work caught up, this Saturday we'll go fishing, and we'll take off the day next week. Didn't say what day. So, Martin, he goes out there and he grabs his hoe up and he holds all the ends of the road. We go fishing Saturday. Sunday, preacher comes home with Daddy, which is normal. So Daddy said, well, get the preacher around, you know, lift the crop. Of course, the old preacher, had one that I'm gonna cut. Don't let get that on the table.
Okay.
Yeah. He walks down the road that ways, and he said, "Well, what is this down here?"
The preacher did that?
Mm-hmm. Dad said, "That's peanuts." So he goes on a little ways. Daddy says, "Well, that look like your boys left a lot of weeds down there." So he goes down the road out of check and finds all the middle ain't been touched. Not a plant hole in the middle. But what he tried to do was clean out all the weeds that you could see down the road above the plant, see. But he didn't have time to get all of them. So he got the ones that's nearest to the gate where you come into the field, because he figured he wouldn't go any further after he seen there was holes, you know. Of course, Daddy come over to the house, him and the preacher, immediately. They didn't make the rounds. On in. He was around the back there, back of the house, playing. Daddy hollered, "All right, boys, come on, you know, I'll see you." Yep, yeah. Uh-oh, he done found something wrong out there. And so went around then.
Did you know it?
No, I didn't know he'd. I knew he was starting to do it. And I didn't feel like he'd hold all them peanuts like he said he had. Martin went around there and then he done broke a tree down. He wore his butt out. Right there. So you didn't get nothing on him. Not get by with it. You might get it, but it wouldn't be long. He'd tear your tail down. He'd overhaul it so quick, make your head swing.
Is that right? So, you didn't have to sit there and wait for it to happen.
He threw the meat on you right then, I'm telling you. I got to get out of this way. Yeah. I know one day, he threw the load on old Martin. Martin got the way he wouldn't cry. And that's short, please. He wouldn't cry. So Dad tore up the limb. Old Martin standing there grinning. He's about 15, 16 years old. Daddy said, "Well," said, "I guess ain't no need to whip you no more," said, "don't do it, you don't cry." Said, "Well, when did you find that out?" Daddy run over and just tore the whole tree up, hunting a limb. Then he wore his butt out. Mark stood up there and laughed. And he tore that limb up. So he finally had to give up. Daddy didn't whip Martin no more. That was the end of that.
Is that right? Did you see it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what, how did that affect you?
Well, I didn't like it. You know what I mean?
I mean, it didn't keep you from crying.
No, But I joke around, can you?
Well, now, that would be something. The old man go out and thrash his boy, and the boy don't pay attention to it. That is.
Yeah. He
just quit?
He just quit. He says, "Ain't no need to beat you no more." Martin told him no. He says, "You don't do me a bit of good."
Yeah.
So he didn't beat him no more.
Yeah.
Then along come World War II, so he volunteered for the Navy. And he wrote Daddy and told him he'd like to come home and let him whip his butt a couple of times.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, he did. Yes, sir. He wrote Daddy and told him. He said, "I'd like to come home and let you work on my butt."
Is that right?
So I didn't learn nothing when I was home. He found out, you know, when he got in that mountain Navy, them fellas worked on his butt. They made him stand around.
Yeah.
He come out with his head. First leave he got, come out with his head all skinned up and one tooth busted out.
Oh, don't tell me.
Yeah, man.
He
found out they didn't play with him. He Yeah, they put that was the other men in service, you know. Not yeah. not the official, not yeah. the officer. I mean other men that he tangled with, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah,
he well he was right cocky then.
Yeah. he's he was some kind of rooster. Rough, tough. I whipped his butt one time and never did have any more trouble with him when he was about 17.
Oh, really?
I caught him straddle a barbed wire fence and just beat on him until I got a belly full. And he liked to cut his nuts out.
Well,
the only way I could handle him.
Yeah.
And I'm almost 2 years older than he is.
And he's 17?
Yeah. At that time, I was about 18, 19. I was about 19. He was about 17 years old.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, though, that was a mean joker. Let's see here. Where am I at? Yeah, that's what I was looking for. I knew there was something I wanted, but you wouldn't tell me that.
No.
I missed the boss. See, I cut that end off. Mm-hmm. You know, Martin, one time he got mad. Daddy was gone. I don't know where he was at. He gone for several days. I don't know, Mom and Daddy got sick with him. He lived down one apart, one a garden, one a haven, a pop, because he lived all around down in there, you know. Back then, this has been back in the 30s, you know, and when we was teenage. And that was a long ways from home, but he'd go down, you know, and stay there too with him, and then come back. But anyway, Mama got on to him one time about something. I don't remember how hard it was. And Mama never did whip much. She let Daddy do that.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway though, she got on Martin. It was pretty rough because she had to really get after him. And he never did think Mama would whip his butt, see?
Yeah.
And he told Mama, he said, well, he said, she hit him with the razor strap, I believe it was. He said, well, you just don't love me no more. He said, well, I'll tell you one thing. He said, I love you as much as I do any of the rest of them. I'm going to make you stand up here and take notice. She hit him again, and I never will forget it. He said, well, I just might as well kill myself. Mom said, why don't you start doing it right now? I said, now's the best time to do it. He said, I think I will. He jumped up, stood on his head. I mean, you know, jumped straight up and dove into the ground, the head first. He said, wow, down into the ground. He said, just put you in. He said, well, I'm going to die. Mama hit him across the butt with that razor strap, you know, while his pants was tight. I mean, she just, wow, like that, you know, when he was out there shaking. Said he's gonna die. She hit him. And he liked to bore a hole in the ground. I mean, you could bury it. Mama really poured one on him. Mama's breathing was tight, you know.
Yeah, that right.
And he's shaking that. He said, well, I'm gonna die. And he had his legs, you know, trembling like that, you know, after he jumped up and dove down on the ground.
Yeah.
And he said, he's gonna die. While he was laying on the ground there, they shaking him all the way, him with that razor trail. And it drew a blister down about the size of a quarter, you know, where she cut him.
Oh, she really tanned it.
Oh, man, she brought it down like that, you know, and it just sucked all the hide off his butt. he just liked to bore a hole in the ground. I'm telling you. That did him more good than anything I ever seen. Give me a hole, please, sir. They said, he's gonna kill us there. Oh, you talking about, you know, how people didn't love him. Mom was going against him. This, that, and the other, and yak, yak, yak. Why? She said, now is the best time for you to do that. Right now. And, hey, goodness. Okay, he's just exactly what he's gonna do. So he jumps up and dives right into the ground, you know. And he's laying there shaking. I'm gonna die now.
You know, I'm getting beat. Well, had he practiced hitting the ground?
Oh, no. Not that.
Well, you know, a lot of people do that, you know. You can run and jump up and hit the ground, and, you know, you can hit it right, and you just...
Don't hurt you.
That's right. You're going over.
But she was hard-headed as he was, eh? Such that didn't...
Yeah.
That didn't hurt him.
Yeah.
Mama knew that he was just playing. Yeah. I mean, he was trying to make her have mercy on him, you know.
Yeah.
He was playing on her, what he called it, her feelings.
Yeah.
Her sympathies.
And she called his bluff.
Yes. Yes, sir. She told him now is the best time to do it. And he stood right up there and jumped right up, straight up there and down. Wham!
And you were standing close by?
Oh, yeah.
That was just sort of a public occasion then.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they didn't take you off in private then. Oh, and, yeah, they just let it be a family affair.
Right.
I guess that made it a little bit more sink in better, wouldn't it?
Well, I didn't think it did not that way too much.
What did y'all eat this morning when you were growing up, Willie? We
farm,
huh?
Hog for meat.
Yeah.
Hog for meat, beans, taters, garden.
Yeah. We had in the wintertime, I remember. The thing I remember the most is old molasses. Now that's cane molasses. That's not the syrup like you have. You know, it filled the same purpose. And I remember putting butter in that and stirring it in, and just lapping it on your biscuit. It's always biscuit. I never had the other bread, you know, until I was grown.
Cornbread and biscuit.
Yeah, and it's just as good on cornbread, about as it was on biscuit. But you didn't eat the cane syrup like that. You all didn't eat cane syrup like that.
Oh, yes.
I remember one of the families I lived close to, they just had as many children, couldn't count them. Uh-huh. And he had a little farm out there, and he always they make that molasses, and I can see under his house just as plain as everything. He had a whole row of them gallon pails of sort of molasses. And you see, that's what them kids grew up on.
Well,
every morning for breakfast, they know no matter what else they had, they still finished off with salt and molasses.
Well, they wanted another.
Yeah.
We had.
I never saw anybody who didn't like the salt and molasses when I was growing up. Maybe the wise people didn't eat them.
What kind?
Sorghum.
Oh, that's soggy molasses.
Sorghum.
I thought you said it was soggy. That's another one. Wants to turn in that wrong.
You all had grits. We never eat grits.
Well, you must be from Tennessee.
Yeah. We never had any staple like grits.
We had our grits for breakfast. We had sometimes just skin of meat. Most of the time, we had this old pork skin.
Yeah.
It was tied on a string. The pork skin was about that long. It was tied on a string. Hung right in the center of the table. And you take it, swallow it down, and pull it back out and pass it down to the next.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you poke that thing down you a couple of times, you wouldn't want no more meat. And that broke us from wanting to eat too much meat. That swallow that old thing and then get it snatched back out. That'll break you up quick.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. That'll stop you from wanting any meat at all.
Oh, you mean you're talking serious?
No, I'm just joking.
Yeah.
But you can imagine sticking that blank skin down your gut and then pulling it back out.
Yeah.
But that's the old saying.
Oh, that's the old saying?
Yeah, that's the old saying that people used to say around here. I remember hearing, Daddy talked about, you know, how he used to, his folks would take the meat. Said, now, boy, says, you think times is hard, says, whenever I was a boy growing up. And I said, you think you got starved to death? He said, what if you had one old skin from a sow belly hanging in the middle of the table, and all of you had got a chance to suck on it? And said, my older brother said he was so mean and so hungry, said he'd swallow it down, and says, Dad, Pop, he'd have to run around there and snatch it out of his mouth.
I see that story.
And he said, now you think it's hard times now, but it ain't hard times now. Says, you ought to been there when I was little.
Yeah. Hard times.
He said, that's what you call hard times. And of course, I agreed with him. That was hard times.
Yeah.
But then, I tell you, back in these people born back in the 18s, a lot of them, they had a good life.
Yeah.
My daddy, of course, he drank bad. He drank until he was about 38 or 40 years old. So he complains. That light ought to have been shifted over a little bit. You know, the man didn't do a bad job getting it in the center. He liked to got it in the center. Now, you could say that maybe I ain't in the center. But I'm working close on the center. I'm working closer on the center than he was. I'm going to have to believe that.
Yeah.
But we used to have plenty of what we had. Had garden goods. And
yeah.
We had our always good grade cane syrup, sugar cane. Good sugar cane syrup. We had...
You never made it.
Oh, yes. My dad was King B when it come to making sugar cane syrup. He was King B. Now, you see that piece there? That's the jaw guy thing?
Yeah.
Jam up here.
Well, you ought to try another one.
This piece down here. Them bark marks are running straight on that piece. But this is a piece here that caused it. You see, I wasn't noticing it didn't line up at the end down there.
Mm-hmm.
You see this joint's jammed up.
Oh.
You see how that's throwing that out of?
Yeah.
Shoulder? I'm going to try to drive it a little bit because I don't think there'll be any difference in the next block.
Oh.
I'm going to try to drive it down a little bit. May have to take that other one out. How would you hear it taking that other one out?
That's the best thing to do?
That's all she's going to do. And I'm going to leave it in there.
Is that enough?
Well, it ain't enough, but I don't think it's going to be noticed too much that high up. If it was on a 8-foot ceiling, you could see it better. It ain't going to be noticed too much. I'll do a little better the next time. I'll watch it a little closer.
On the next one?
Uh-huh.
You do have a little play, don't you?
A little.
You mash them apart, mash them together, or leave them a little loose.
You can't do much either way. You got to kind of stay on a happy medium there. Now
we're getting over here to the bad place, aren't we?
There's where the thing stinks. Look at me standing on that electricity there.
That's what I'm telling you. You're going
to... Well, it don't... It won't hurt. I'm light. I don't weigh that much.
So you're going to have to put in one of them good ones.
Yeah, but I'd have to crawl under the house. And, you know, I tell you, that's pretty expensive.
Yeah, I don't mind good under the house.
Yeah, but...
I got to go in there and get that stuff you left on
there. You need that stuff still on there?
Uh-huh.
It is. I told you to leave it. I'd get it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it.
Well, I'll just leave it on there and we put the... put that jigger.
Maybe we better leave it under there.
Or somebody will be going sometime.
That's leaving that net running. Worse than that. That's all she wrote. Can't get no more, no less. Well, I tell you.
That's a right smart shooting, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
You want to tell
us? I run these things, I'm going to have to make some kind of rain in there.
Yeah, we got that right now.
How am I going to do that? These boats here loose, though, ain't they?
Yeah.
All right. I didn't put no block on that back side. You reckon that'll hold up all right?
No, that's not got much to hold it.
I believe I can get on them boats.
It's got one nail
holding
it, and it's soft wood.
Yeah, well, I can put a little cripple under that.
All right, I'll get you one.
Why'd you tear up your knife?
I'd burn my tie.
How come this is you?
Or it wouldn't stay on.
And you just tore it up, huh?
Well, I'll put it back on
there tonight
every
once in a while.
That's hard.
Yeah. Well, we got some stuff out there, but it won't match that now. That's another thing you've got to look to. Is the matching part of it? Then what? Oh, now! What'd you do with the old square?
Right here.
Well, you got it out here now. I thought you had it in there.
No, I put it back where you had it. This is not square, but it's in here.
That's red wood. That's cedar. That's red cedar.
Yeah.
That's salt. Now you can drive me in that. Now you'll have to move your stuff here. That'll have to be moved so I can get in there.
Yes.
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
You got any place to put that? I can't nail. I can't nail on either one of them. I can't nail.
Well, you just push it over that little piece.
Yeah, you ain't afraid it'll drop down and break something?
I mean, I just pull that wire off. Leave it light.
Oh, man. That's sausage there. I mean, that's good. That's good. And you didn't know this outlet was over here. After I sweat and get an extra one coming in here, the wire snake through, and all that stuff. And you didn't know it.
No,
I'm saying to you.
I missed it.
I really am. Ashamed of you, Doctor, by not taking notice of my work.
Well, some people are not noticeable like others.
Yeah.
I've noticed that a great deal.
Now, you don't mind me using my nails on your job, do you?
Well,
you don't mind me doing it, do you? I'm going to have to, Oh, it went in a cat hole or something.
Got caught.
That's that soft stuff. That might bust down.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, that board there, is it long enough to go up there now? What else you going to do with it?
That's right. Yeah, that's not bad. That's long enough.
Really need them notches on cleats on that. That's going to be hard on the old man crawling on them cleats, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh! Yeah. Did you ever have any dealings with the tailor weight?
With what?
Tailor weight. Tailor weight Harris. Tim, Disc Harris. Disc Harris. Taylorwaite. T-A-Y-L-O-R-W-A-Y. Taylorwaite.
No.
That's a good Harris.
You got some?
No, sir, but I've been trying to keep the people up yonder in mind that I need one.
They won't remember you.
No. Did you know they won't?
No, sir. The only way you get it is just be there.
I done found that out, because there was another item or two that I wanted in them scapularis. Oh, I had one, but I lost it, or somebody else bought it. Now, this falls on all that electrical equipment. Let's teach me. Okay, now, sir, if you were after that short one, sir. Really, there ain't no reason for this thing to fall, is it? Do you think it is?
It's pretty well scotched.
I sure am glad this is not starting then. If it was, it'd be trouble.
Would it?
Yes, sir. Can't see.
Oh, up that way you can't see. You know, that's mean, this thing sticking out, this lip out here, you can't get up to
it. Oh, yeah, hammer staple gun, please. I lost it. What do you do with all these little clamps? I'm going to let you take that off because it's liable to snag me. If you don't mind, please. That ain't bad. I seen it when I couldn't make a nickel nowhere. You can get on your knees and make a nickel.
Yeah.
Well, I reckon you might say it's pretty good.
Where'd you run into Two Hammer McCoy?
Two Hammer McCoy was native of Gainesville, I believe. Lotchewood County.
Mm-hmm.
A Lotchewood County man. Well, give me a long one, please, sir. I'm getting hungry. You know, I expect you better clean them matches up over there. Them struck matches. Your wife will come in and she'll be mad at me.
Oh, where is it?
They were behind back there. Like I say, I think he's a native of,
Gainesville
used to be a different place than what it is now. Yes, sir. It used to be, Hogtown
Creek. Two Hammer McCall.
I'm gonna work the best, because you can walk up and down it. This you can't move. You got to place your ladder just right. When you get up there, you have to get down and move.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I hadn't moved too much after I got up there. Mm-hmm. I've been able to. I worked so much off of a step ladder during my time, so I ought to know exactly where to put that step ladder. I shot in Staples. I put a ceiling up in the house one time, the whole house, three bedroom house, one day. But I had another boy that knowed he put this stuff up more than I had.
Oh, I see.
And he knew it.
He kept it coming.
And he was on scaffold with me. We put that stuff up in bales, up on the scaffold.
Oh, really?
Just, we had the whole house was open. Wasn't nobody living there. No furniture in.
Mm-hmm.
They might have been a little furniture, but somebody else was had to keep moved out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And, in other words, we got a room clean, nothing in it.
Mm-hmm.
And two more boys was building scaffolds for us. They kept the scaffolds going. All I did was shot staples. And the next morning I got up and my hand was like that, my whole wrist and hand.
Oh, really?
From pulling that, you know, cranking that staple up. The old boy's house burned down. And
a friend of his was building a house that he was going to use for rental purposes. He'd come into a little money, so he decided he'd build him a rental house, see. And he was doing it by piecemeal. And so he said he'd leave the man rent a living house until he could give him a place to live, since his house burned down on him. But he says, I haven't ever put no ceiling in it. So the ceiling, there's never been ceiling put in it. So the ceiling material, everything is there. All you got to do is put it up. And he says, if y'all get together and put ceiling in, the man can move in. So if he was living out in the woods, you might say he didn't have no place to live. And so we went there, four of us went there, and we sealed the house out that night, that day, that was on Saturday.
How was that?
And we were supposed to went back and put the coal mobile up and everything, but I never did go back. I kind of fell out with the man, what I mean. You know, when you're doing a free gratis work, I mean, you know, not charging anybody. And then he tells you that he wants you to come do this, and he wants you to do that, and he wants you to do a whole bunch of stuff, you know, he lays out for you to do.
Oh.
And I want a bargain to put the ceiling in. And so I never did go back anymore. I mean, another piece, please.
Excuse me.
I never did go back again. No, and none of the others did. And if they ever put any, I guess the man put trim in it, I don't know. But if he did, I don't know. I know he had 6-8 years after that, he hadn't either. Because family renting it. And they said some of the tile around the edges was dropping down. Because I wasn't putting well, that old big 16 by 32 was hard to get enough of nailing space around.
Oh,
the
yeah, yeah. Golly. This is 12 by 24. That's 16 by 32. That's the right smart difference, ain't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, boss.
Now this out in the middle comes a lot easier, don't it?
Well, no, sir. Any of it's one about as good as the other if you got a scaffold to work on. Good
yeah.
Scaffold.
Yeah.
One about as good as the other.
And you start off square.
Oh, that's the thing. I just never have put this stuff up without going to a little trouble. But one time.
Mm-hmm.
And it like to run me crazy. You see, I got a line chalked across here.
Yeah.
I had one chalked down there. That cotton picker thing can run you crazy if you don't get it going right. You got, if it's going wrong.
Yeah.
You see, look down these scores.
Yeah.
I have seen it where it's so jagged and cut its pedal.
Yeah.
I mean, it just plumb a mess.
You never had any dealings with a Tuck Mac?
No, sir. I never dealt with Tucky. I know him, and that's all. He don't know me.
Oh, really?
I doubt him.
He lives in a different neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Well, everybody seems to know him, and he's one of the... You better look around here a good while.
Yeah, he married a kitty, a cousin.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even tell you what her name is. Her mother's name was Ruth. No, her mother's name wasn't Ruth. It's Mamie, I believe. No, her name's Mamie. Do you know her?
I don't know whether I know her when I saw her.
I mean, you know her name. Her first name
no,
is
no.
Mamie?
No idea.
I believe her name's Mamie.
That's right.
We used to, you know, when Daddy was living,
uh-huh.
And her Daddy was living, back old years ago when I was just young, we used to visit with them.
Oh, you did?
Ah! Now you know it's funny how some of them get like that.
Yeah. Now what are you doing? You're just pulling wrong.
Putting too much downward pressure on it. I got one finger mark.
Well, what I have in mind is they still live in that old place over there, right. You know. And I was over there a week or so ago.
You was?
Uh-huh.
You know, I hadn't been over there. I hadn't been in that house since I was a child.
Oh, really?
That's right. Her daddy's name was Sam.
Yeah.
I don't know why I just asked you to handle
all of these. And he got, oh, he got a lot of land over there. Still got a lot of land over there. I don't know how he pays the taxes.
I don't know. Old Tucky.
Old Tucky. And got all those old Woods cows. I didn't see any of his cows.
He's been tapped by the federal government of Tennessee.
Oh, hey.
Oh, yeah. The feds have been on him.
Well, he hasn't got any money, has he?
No. Yeah, unless needed.
What a fellow would have, right?
I don't know what he still does now, but he used to run little booze.
I never saw anybody making anything.
What, booze? Oh man, shoot, I know some folks that got rich. Let's see, I just wondered if we using up all our time. We'll have another one. Get this thing where I can look at it, so it gets me scared, man. I ain't got one box to look at. I don't like to run out. I like to have it where I can see it then. Otherwise, I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Where's my tiles at?
Oh, yeah.
No, old Tuck, yeah. Twice I've been caught by the game warden. Caught him a couple times for shooting duck back there on the ladder.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that. Yes, I wouldn't doubt that. He just, yes. His duck, they're on his land.
Fred Long told him he let him off one time. Next time he said, well, says Tuck, says I'm gonna have to get in. Tuck talked him out of it. I don't know how he does it. But Tuck talks these people out of these various different deals,
Oh, does he?
That Tuck will talk him out of it.
Well, he said, I don't know him. All I know is, he talks well. Is that right?
Yeah, I see. I heard long years ago, Tuck Mack did a little boozing.
Well?
Now, whether he did or not, I don't know. See, because I didn't see it.
Yeah.
But
I think if I'd been out in the countryside like that, I might have taken up a little boozing from time to time. Yeah.
And you know that feds can get you for that.
Well, they wouldn't get you very hard first time. A lot of them they don't get.
Especially them boys and open up the swamp. Yes, sir, them old Okie-Dokie boys, they don't get them. Not many of them. The old boy say, you come on down in here and I'll leave you down here.
You know, your ladder's got a little play in it.
It ought to have. It's old as I am, almost.
Well, really?
Yeah.
So how you keep it tightened up?
Well, ain't no way. You just, now this ladder ain't very old. This ladder's probably new. They just, step ladder ain't no good to start with. Step ladder's new.
Yeah.
That ladder's a nuisance. Great, gone some Saratoga. I thought I'd been through with this thing now. Plow. Yeah, I'm still fooling around.
Yeah, we could be out that fine.
Well, let's go.
ain't plowed row one.
We can down out there and plow a little bit.
Now, you know, it's just strange how that other box swelled up so tight
until
you couldn't shake them. I mean, it just puffed out tight. And that one was, too. Couldn't budge.
Leave them in the room.
And let them get synchronized to this.
Well, how about that?
Yes, sir.
Did you ever think about that before?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But you never did it.
Well, the only reason I don't do it is just like today, I ain't got time. I've got something else I got to do. See, and the man don't know about it, so why should I? That's what they used to say. I don't say that, but that's what they used to say. Ah, see, he won't know it 100 years from now. Like this cousin of mine wanted me to go on this trip with him yesterday, every day this week. He had a place to go.
Yeah.
He said, shoot, that man ain't gonna worry about that ceiling. Yeah, but I am. Dagnabbit.
Well, do people call you for little odd jobs all the time?
Not like they used to.
Plumbing?
They don't know no more. I got that little crooked, but if you give me another one, I'll hide it. No, sir, not like they used to. I used to phone rung all the time.
Oh, really?
But don't anymore.
Since you've been up there with
since
your brother?
5 or 6 years. Well, it's been long enough. How long have I been up
there? How long was you up there? You were up there a long time.
Not long, I think.
Yeah.
Since 1963, I guess it was.
What do you mean you hadn't been tied down to a job in 20 years?
Well, I usually worked my own work. Usually worked like I wanted to. See, I worked about 2 years in Gainesville, and I worked for H. Miller and C.C. Black. And both of them gave me a job to do and just let me do it like I wanted to.
Oh.
They didn't stand over me and tell me this is this or that's that. They just told me they didn't know about it, and they were under the impression that I did.
Yeah.
That I was acknowledged in this union.
And you didn't deny it.
So they just let me go my way. And then I started driving school bus. Which I drove as I wanted to. I didn't know anything. What they said to say. Got them young'uns home. Safe and sound every day.
Yeah.
I thought that's the most important thing. One place. I thought that was the most important thing, get the youngest back in teeth. School, you know, without an accident or any trouble. So I worked on that particular style of doing business. Everybody seemed to be happy with it, so I was too.
Now, this is the end of Channel 2 Right. The end of Channel 2 Right. This is the end of Channel 2 Right.